Limud obviously is moving to e-Limud as it is really forced to do. But that being said, it also provides you a tremendous amount of opportunities. I was looking at the list, and all of a sudden, the world is your oyster.
Completely, Howard. We've been having in-person conferences for the last 13 years, and this provides us with the opportunity to invite people from all over the world. So we've got presenters rejoining us. All the superstars from the last 13 years are, as you say, available to us and excited to return. So we've got more than 30 international and local presenters, all superstars on the Jewish speaking circuit, across four different slots, and we're excited to be able to welcome participants not just from South Africa. It's actually the first time we're doing a national conference, Joburg, Cape Town, and Durban together. But we've got people that have signed up from Belgrade and Odessa and Colombia and the west coast of the United States and Australia and across the rest of Europe. And then also all the way to our little small communities all around South Africa. So it's exciting to bring everyone together to continue to build community.
What's interesting to me is when you have Limud here in South Africa, because it's here and because of the number of speakers that you've got locally as well, it's got a very distinctly South African style, edge, flavor. The advantage, of course, of having e-Limud is that you can bring people from around the world. But is it a concern, or do you have to balance it to make sure that it doesn't become just another international conference and not a South Africa Limud conference?
Well, I think that's always been the challenge, you know, to bring the superstars on the Jewish speaking circuit, which we bring to our local conferences that happen every year, but then to really shine a light on local presenters who are doing amazing things as well. Having said that, you're right. We're going through this time where everyone's on Zoom 10 times a day for a different talk, a different session, a different meeting. So that idea of Zoom fatigue, or what are they calling it now?
Oyska Zoomed. Yes.
Oyska Zoomed.
Zanati, have you been practicing Oyska?
It's very relevant.
Yeah, it is.
Sure. But the fact is that we've put a lot of time and effort into making sure that we do have that balance. And pretty much nearly all of us, of our presenters this year have been before. They love South Africa. They understand the context. So they will be bringing that. This will be a uniquely South African Limud, despite the fact that it's online and we have a bunch of superstar presenters with us.
So it's just, we don't have a lot of time, but just give me one or two of the just highlighted speakers.
Sure, that's a tough one. It depends what your thing is.
Tell me about Sam Liebens, because I'm a huge fan of his.
So Sam, we've been wanting to bring Sam back to South Africa since he was at Limud a few years ago, and he's been around in different spaces in our community over the years. He's a philosopher at the University of Haifa, and he brings Harry Potter's almost in every single one of his sessions that he brings in, but he'll be talking about the argument for creation. You know, he's committed to really pushing the boundaries in terms of balancing his philosophical side as an academic and also as an Orthodox rabbi. So he's excited to be back, and just maybe to punt Sam, he's got an article in the Jewish Report this week.
Oh, really?
In the Leader. So people can read that. And there's also, I think just to push people, either if those listeners who want to see more, we do have a full page in the Jewish Report this week that shows you all 33 presenters, all their topics that they'll be speaking on, as well as Sam will be there. And another Jewish Report person that's always in there is Paula Sleer. Paula's back as well, who will be presenting on what the heck is happening in Israel right now.
Brilliant. Absolutely. So just to tell us quickly where we register, when this is happening.
So Howard, everything's available all over Facebook, right. But the Limud website, www.limud.org.za, is probably the best place to go right now. It's happening this Sunday, 17th of May, from 2 to 6 p.m. South African Standard Time. And it will be over four different sessions. You'll have seven choices per session, everything from Torah and philosophy to art and culture to Holocaust to photography to modern society. Everything's in there. Oh, and I'll be presenting on Jewish travel to Morocco and India, but I'll be up against some great names. So
no, that's always, always a problem. Although that said, I don't know, for some reason this conversation on Morocco came up, at our dinner table a few nights ago. And, one of my kids said, oh, I've got no interest in going. And I said, I would love to go to Morocco. So that definitely sounds very, very interesting for me to hear, about that. It is one of the places that, that I would be very interested.
It's spectacular, and it's got, I mean, we're looking back to Jewish history from just after Temple times. 360,000 Jews lived there at its peak. So it's fascinating, and I can't wait to share stories about it.
Brilliant. Absolutely awesome. Thank you for bringing us this information, and good luck, of course, for the weekend. I have no doubt that it'll go really, really well. That is a
Thanks so much, Howard.